Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team Kia NBA Rookie of the Year is...
Luka Doncic.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rookie of the Year, Luka Doncic, your Dallas Mavericks. Y'all celebrate with him.
Woo!
So where would he go, the fourth, the fifth, or would he fall and be a Nick? The baffling Kings took Bagley over Luka.
Now there's a chance that Bagley would have been in the running for this too had not there been an injury, but the big battle was between Luka Doncic and Trae Young to get Rookie of the Year, and quite honestly, there was no real battle. Young had a very good second half to his season. He looked almost atrocious very early on. Luka, from the onset, was always good, and his numbers over time stayed consistent. Some of the numbers that he put up, and you go to 105.3thefan.com, and you can see the story on Luka winning Rookie of the Year right now, man. And yeah, he the numbers, 21.2 points per game, 7.8 rebounds per game, and 6 assists per game. He was at the top of the list in almost every single category. Trae Young was fine. DeAndre Ayton was fine. But Doncic, he was the man, especially for this Mavericks team. Here's the other thing. He became the first player in NBA history, 19 years old or younger, to score 1,100 points in a season before All-Star break. Like, that's the dude, just his usage was up. They used him the right way this year. They gave him plenty of experience, and he took the keys to this thing, and you could see it. Jersey sales. The seats were full. People wanted to be at the AAC to watch Luka play. They wanted to be around this Mavericks team because the dude was bringing excitement. And what was, from what I understood from Skin and from listening to other people talk about this, around the rest of the league, when you showed up to other arenas and Luka was playing that night, there were fans there for Luka. The crowds were going nuts for Doncic. And that's something I think the NBA is super excited about. I don't know exactly what it is. Reggie, in watching him this season, does he just have an exciting brand of play? Is there something about his personality that makes people say, this is the next great thing, and therefore I want to get on the bandwagon early? What is it about Luka that made other fans around the country, and maybe it's the international feel to it too, that made other people around the country hop in on what he's bringing?
Yeah, I think you hit three nails on the head right there. Like, all of the above. Honestly, he has a play style that is exciting. I mean, Trae Young can be exciting, but we saw that in college, and he is a smaller guy. Luka can do it in a few different ways, getting to the rack, and we saw him do that early. I was really interested in his floater and the way that he got to the rim, but he was also very good at hitting those shots, and he hit a lot of memorable ones this season, ones that were really intriguing, ones that you could play over and over on Twitter, and that helps garner interest. And before he even got here, right, like, he was this guy, this unknown quantity over in Spain that people debated about. Will he be good? Will he not be good? So when he ended up coming over, there was a lot of people already invested. I mean, of course, these are like NBA blog boys and folks who are uber interested, but these are also the gatekeepers. These are the people who write about basketball. So those people were really interested and really encouraged to see him do well, and that helped grow his intrigue around the league. So, yeah, and then beyond that, like, Luka's, he seems like a pretty fun guy. He's a relatively attractive gentleman.
He's a pretty fun guy.
So, yeah, like, I think all that plays in. You're right.
Man, and I think for, like, guys like you and me, Colby, we were just excited that basketball was relevant again.
Yes.
You know, like here we were, questioning whether or not it was Dirk's last year all season, but that wasn't good enough. And somebody said celebrating mediocrity, pathetic. And
I don't understand that text.
They don't understand the award, I guess.
It's rookie of the year. In other words, you drafted so well and you got the best rookie of the bunch. And this is one of those things to where this is your MVP of rookies. This is your guy that is the most impactful rookie, and you got him. And he got the award. And you get one shot at this reward. It's your rookie season. Or, you know, there's other NBA players. Maybe you get a couple of shots at it, depending mm-hmm. on depending on who you're talking about. But I don't understand that text, because this is not mediocrity. I don't know if you understand what mediocrity means. This now, isn't that.
Somebody said from the 469, the only thing the Mavericks had was Luka, and plus he'd been playing pro for 7 years. I'm not impressed. All right, I'm fine. I'm fine with thinking the guy's already been playing at a pro level, a level which, by what we were told, you know, we've discussed this with Kevin a number of times. He was scared and concerned that the ceiling for Luka would not be any higher than he's going to be really good right when he walks into the league. Mm-hmm. So if you're a ready-made team, you have a player. He's going to be really good and ready to go. Because of the level of play we've had for a while now, and because we were getting the waning years of Dirk, maybe we got super excited about it, and he won't be anything beyond that. However, the Mavericks now have an excitement and a buzz by what they have with him and Kristaps and what they're trying to build in free agency this offseason. I'm fine with not being super impressed or intrigued with rookie of the year, because I think now Luka's only goals are, how do I get MVP? How do I get finals MVP? How do I get a finals championship? And I think that's the next step, and that's what I want too. I'm a fan just like that. We as fans, I think a lot of times get so caught up in, man, we didn't win a championship this year. Wasn't good enough. But I'm also a fan of what the players accomplish and if they're recognized for it. That's really cool. I mean, that's a really cool award for him to get in his rookie season. But can it be anything beyond that? Yeah, of course it can.
It can. I understand that one. I don't really – you're discounting the fact that this 20-year-old made it into the NBA. But he took a different route than everybody else did in order to make it to the NBA. So he was challenged more throughout his younger part of his career, and then he makes it to the NBA, and he does what he's supposed to do. He delivers.
Yeah, he actually did. He had all the hype around him,
right?
That we expected, at least in this area, based on what we've been told by a lot of the people in this area. And you're right, he delivered. It's like LeBron. LeBron was the most overhyped high school athlete that had ever been discussed, and every step of the way, he's delivered. I mean, sure, he hasn't beaten the Warriors every time. He didn't win 20. He didn't win not one, not two, not, you know, he didn't do that. But he won, and he's been the best player on the court most every night that he steps on the court, no matter what the situation is. And we finally saw it this year from Luka. So you're right, Colby. This is a player that I don't – if you're not a Mavericks fan, then I can understand maybe not being super excited for the guy.
I mean, there's one thing about being, like, understanding where it comes from. Absolutely, he was a professional, and he played at a pretty high level. There's another thing to say that, like, there's nothing to be impressed by. I think that's incredibly unfair for, like, the level of difficulty that this guy undertook. Like, he was the best player on a team in the NBA, and he produced on a pretty high level. I think that is incredibly impressive, no matter where your previous career was. I mean,
but the season's over now, right? And so now, like, you're on to the next thing. That's what people, I guess, are saying is, I'm on to next season, and how do we win a championship? We didn't win a championship. It's not worth it.
I just wonder, like, what your sports experience is going to be like if that is the only thing that can be impressive.
Reggie, I think we've talked about this a number of times. I know we talked about it with Parker. The other thing, too, was – how many nights, and I wish I could go back, I wish I'd have kept track of it. How many nights did NBA's Twitter account post a video of something that Luka did? This is not the era that Dirk grew up in, where Dirk could go out there and, you know, pour in buckets and do something awesome, and everybody sees it on Twitter roll through their timeline. Like most nights, I saw something from Luka, whether or not I was super into what the Mavericks were doing this year. I would see something from Luka on the NBA Twitter account, and they're posting it because they're excited about it. They want to push. They want to push their players out there. And Luka became one of the stars in his rookie season that they want to push.
Right.
And I don't think that's just a. I don't think that's a decision that they take lightly. I think that's something that they're very excited about. So I would anticipate continuing to see this team grow and it all being centered around what Luka Doncic is and becomes.
From the 210 and the Autoflex Leasing fan text at 877-881-1053, based on those two texts that y'all read, sounds like Luka is going to face the same crap Dirk had to go through.
And Romo and Dak.
Yes. If you're a leader of a team in Dallas-Fort Worth right now, there's half the people think you're great. The other half want to trade you.
I do like this, too, from the 817. This is a guy that would get upset about missing a half-court shot right before halftime. He wants to win. He has talent, but wanting to be the best is what separates the greats from the rest. It is.
That guy rhymed.
Yeah, he rhymed. He's a poet, and he didn't even know it. And that's awesome, because I agree. If you go out there and you're like, I want to be a good NBA player, you might be a good NBA player. If you go out there and say, I want to and I will become the best NBA player, you have a shot at that. You have a shot to reach that dream if you put the work in. And I don't think that Luka is averse to putting any of that work in.
Now, it was kind of funny during the award ceremony, the second or maybe it was the third guy that jumped up to be like, hey, man, good job, and get the handshake in was Trae Young.
Of course it was.
And that's one thing about this league is like all these dudes really respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like when game recognized game is the saying, and like you see that on that level. Like these guys understand that both of them were pushing each other, right? If Luka Doncic had a great year by the numbers, Trae Young was really, really close.
Yeah.
So Trae realizes, hey man, I had a great season too and you had an even better one. And Luka realizes, hey, this guy really pushed me.
I also think that Trae Young has been kind of committed to the idea of when you look back at our careers, you'll figure it out. And I think he's still going to continue to use that as a motivating factor. And I hope so. I hope both of them use it and that both of them end up having some of the greatest rivalries we ever see in the Western Conference or maybe it's the finals, right? They would be they're in the Eastern Conference. Yeah. So hopefully these two wind up in the NBA championship against each other, battling every single year, and we get that awesome fun. Because how badass would that be?
That would be pretty badass. I have the feeling, I know he went on a stretch at the back half of the season that made the first part what Trae Young did in the first of the season look like he finally learned how to play basketball. And I know that. But every time I hear something else, it's like Kevin doubling down when he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
he's wrong. But he's still going to try and throw everything else and stat at you that he can possibly throw just to make him sound more right, even though he's still wrong.
guys, go to 1053thefan.com. You can see the story on Luka Doncic getting NBA Rookie of the Year. It's just been announced tonight. There are more announcements of these NBA accolades that we will be discussing shortly throughout the evening. However, there's another story I want you to see. 1053thefan.com. Mike Fisher put this story up today. And Chris Sheridan, he's a longtime NBA writer, reported that Dallas is expecting to speak with Kawhi Leonard at some point. And the report is being met with a lot of skepticism, says Fish. But he says sources tell him that Sheridan isn't as off base as many might think. So I guess the Mavericks, and this is what Fish has tweeted out. He said, I'm told the Mavs do not know that they have secured an NBA free agency meeting with Kawhi Leonard. But that doesn't mean that they don't want one. And then he was also told that there's a possibility that Sheridan's right on this. So maybe in Kawhi Leonard's camp, they're like, yes, let's add the Mavericks to that list.
Right.
But they haven't set in stone a meeting yet. The Mavericks would love to meet with Kawhi Leonard. Why wouldn't you? We get a chance to pitch to that guy that we just got Rookie of the Year and Kristaps coming back? Look at what you just played with. Plus, we got Rick Carlisle.
Man.
Get that opportunity to pitch it. Now, I always go back to, he left Texas once already. Why would he want to come back if he didn't like it enough to stick around with the Spurs? But maybe he saw the writing on the wall down there. Maybe he saw he couldn't be that player, and maybe his brand needed to grow a little more, and maybe Dallas is just the right area for it. I'm not expecting a chance to land Kawhi Leonard, but a meeting, I'd love to get that.
Yeah, that would be great. Plus, on top of that, him meeting with the Mavericks kind of sticks it to the Spur fan.
Absolutely.
One more time, right? Just the meeting itself. Take it, Spurs. Yeah.
Everybody's like, hold on. You know what? We'll talk about Willie Cauley-Stein tomorrow night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.